It's an organization that's committed to winning, and was something that I made that a strong point of emphasis for myself. I'm looking for a partner that is interested in really that only, and that became clear and clear as I met with them. I think they saw my passion for this game, and they got an opportunity to see the quality of the experience that I've gained and had an opportunity to partake in my years in New England, and I think that's what they cared about was, you know, how good can I be, how much do I love this game, how much do I want to win, and I think that was very clear.
Yeah, as you spoke to them, could you tell right away, hey, this is a match, this feels right?
It felt right. I could get from the questions that I asked them also, and the answers that they gave me, that the things that matter to me matter to them, and I think that was very quick. We were very quick to be able to see the connection, and it never really wavered.
How far away are the Broncos from being where you want them to be?
I think that's something I'll reserve judgment on that. I want to evaluate everything that we can evaluate here. Look, our goal is to win, and as soon as we can do that at a championship level, that's what we're going to try to make happen here. And when that is, or timetables, I don't want to say, but they got some good players here. They have a tradition that is all about winning, and I'm proud to join it.
You were asked about the offense, bringing your offense here to Boston. You mentioned Mike Norvell, coach. New England ran the same principles. What are your thoughts on potentially?
He's 32 years old. He's obviously the youngest coach, but that doesn't scare me one bit.
One thing has changed a lot here, and the personnel has changed with it some. And I think the thing we want to do is evaluate what we can do in the near future, and then, you know, if that's going to change going forward, that's going to change. But you know, Mike Nolan is somebody that's had an opportunity to work in both a 4-3 and a 3-4 system, and that his flexibility is something that I think is very desirable. He's versatile as a coach. I've coached against him a number of times, and it's something that he can do. So I don't know where we'll start. I'm not exactly sure where we're going to end, because we're going to have a discussion about that once this thing gets going and we get the defensive coordinator in place. But it's certainly, you know, something that we may be able to do some of both, if that's what's most successful.
You know, last night you hadn't officially signed the contract. It was an agreed terms thing. Is it the same thing with Mike, that right now it's just not official?
No.
I mean, have you made a decision to make it?
No, I'm gonna talk more to Mike. I've had some preliminary conversations with him, and he's a very, very interesting candidate, somebody that I'm very high on, and we'll see, you know, where it goes. But he's a great coach, I know that, and I would look forward to working with him if we have an opportunity to do that here.
So he's not been offered a job yet?
No. You said the culture of winning here was very important to you. Mm-hmm. How realistic is it to expect that this team is a Super Bowl contender this season?
I don't know that. Like I said, I think it's about evaluating what we can do. They've got good players here, and they've got some places, I'm sure, that, you know, every year in this league there's change. Change on the roster, change in the coaching staff, change in systems. So I think that's why, you know, this spring, this period of time here between now and July is extremely valuable and important to us. We need to improve in a lot of areas. There's a lot of room for improvement. There is every year. And really, it doesn't really matter how close we are now. It only matters how close we are, you know, at the end of the season. And that's something that we're going to focus on.
Personnel turnover is great in this league from year to year with every team, whether you're on the top or on the bottom. How much damage do you expect?
That's something that I think is going to have to be evaluated, starting today and moving forward. The whole contract situations, the draft, free agency, all that stuff, we'll get into that in heavy detail here soon.
you know, but no preconceived notions on how much is going to change, how much isn't. We're going to try to put the best 53 people on the roster at the end of training camp, and whatever gives us the best chance to win, that's what we're going to do.
Coach, one thing that's plagued this team over the last 3 years has been their ability to win at home. You said with your experience having played the Broncos during your time in New England, how much has that surprised you, and how important is it to reestablish that home field that this franchise has had for so long?
Yeah, it's very important. I think, you know, anytime you play it at your home stadium with your crowd and you're comfortable, I think it's important to take advantage of those games and win those games. And we've always had, you know, tough games out here in Denver. Just talking from the New England perspective, and the crowd is always a huge factor. Sometimes the weather is, you know, and I think it's important to play well at home because it's always tough to win a lot of games on the road in this league. So, you know, getting to the point where you can dominate your home schedule and win, you know, the majority of those games, I think that's always an important factor in whether or not you're going to have an opportunity to make the postseason. So it's definitely going to be an emphasis for us. We're going to try to make this a great home field advantage, which I know it is, and we're looking forward to it.
Speaking of home field advantage, I'm back in New England. Your parents made it a pretty big habit of going and watching games. Are they talking about doing the same thing out here in Denver? They maybe relocate?
I'm sure. I don't think they're going to be relocating. They might be out here a little bit more than they have been to New England, but they're excited for the opportunity, and I'm sure they'll be around plenty.
Talk a little bit about kind of the breakdown right now for you mentally between anxiety and excitement. Is it kind of a 60-40? Is it changing daily?
I don't really have any anxiety. I think in this business you earn what you get, and I think that's the situation that I feel like I'm in now. And my focus is on doing my job. And when you focus on that, I don't think you have time to be nervous or anxious or overly excited, although I am that. I'm really excited to get going. I'm really excited to get involved in the process of improving this team. And but it's not something that a lot of those things kind of crop up into your mind because your focus is on how can we improve the Broncos.
Have you had a chance to see the schedule next year besides the Patriots?
I sure have.
What do you think of it?
It's exactly what you would want. You want a schedule that's loaded with teams that are supposed to be good, and every game in this league is difficult. There's no question about it. It doesn't matter who you play; they're all tough, home, away, whatever it is, it is. But I've seen the schedule, and I can't wait to get started working on it.
What are you going to say to Jay Cutler when you finally get the chance to talk to him?
Just want to first opportunity to get to know him. You know, he hasn't had an opportunity to get to know me. I want to tell him what I'm all about and who I am and what I'm looking forward to. And our relationship is going to be very important to me. I'll have an impact on him on a daily basis. And I know that I'm looking forward to that. I hope he's looking forward to that. And again, once that relationship begins, I think it'll be one that will flourish. And I've had a great opportunity to work with some great quarterbacks in my tenure in New England. And he's definitely somebody that I can't wait to get started to work with.
Those quarterbacks obviously respect you. What is your strong suit with being able to relate so well to Castle and Brady in those games?
I think you know, one of the things that, like I mentioned before about my past and my experience, is I learned the game from a defensive perspective, and that's extremely valuable to me because that's the way that we approach each game. We're gonna try to inform him about the defense as much as he possibly can from a defensive coach's perspective, and I think that's one of the things that Tommy and Matt really came to understand and really love, is that they felt like they had a lot of knowledge before the ball was snapped, and I think that's important. I think that's you can improve a quarterback if he knows what's going on before the ball snapped, and that's what we're going to try to do as many times as we can do it in a game, because I think that's what allows him to be the best.
He was finally getting to that point where he was really grasping Shanahan's playbook. How much of a learning curve do you see with your scheme for him?
It'll be different. I mean, there's some things certainly that they did that we've done, and vice versa. So there's, you know, you're never too proud to steal anything in this league. So, you know, I think he'll recognize a lot of the concepts, the terminologies. I'm not even sure exactly how they termed their offense here, but I'm sure it'll be different.
and it always is. And but I think that's just time spent and effort put in on his part, on my part, the quarterback coach's part, whoever it is that's working with him at that particular time. So we're going to work hard to get him to feel just as comfortable in my system, in this system, as he's been in Mike's system.
How long do you think it's going to take for the Broncos to become we instead of
we?
The Patriots, the we? I think you've been doing that all.
We is the Broncos. We is the Broncos. And, you know, I'm excited about being here. I can't. This is a dream come true for me. And to be here at this place with this tradition, working for this owner, it can't get any better than this.
So you don't need an interview here. Have you even gotten like a tour of the buildings? So you're off.
No, that's what I said. I saw my office as I was walking past it. They had my nameplate up there, which I thought was pretty cool. But no, I haven't had an opportunity to do that. I've had an opportunity to meet a lot of the people here. But I'm just kind of trying to get my feet on the ground here. And I'm sure I'll do that here in the next 24 hours.
When practice comes around, are you going to spend more time offense, defense? Where will you spend your time?
Wherever it's needed the most. I'm sure I'll be gravitating more towards the offensive side, no doubt about it, and the quarterback position, and you know, just working with those guys. I think it's very important. I think it's something that I'm counting on, that being a tremendous strong suit of mine, and I want to, you know, I want to make my stamp very clear on that side of the ball. So we can play very well.
You mentioned you talked to Nolan. What is it that I guess really impresses you about him?
I've always had a strong impression of him from coaching against him. It's been very difficult to scheme against. They changed their schemes quite a bit. They've always had good players. You know, there's a lot of things that his defenses have historically done well. And Mike's a very good coach. He's a very good communicator. He's been around this league for a long time. And he's been a head coach in this league, which all those things are very valuable. And his experience on the defensive side is absolutely a value to any organization, and it may be to this one.
Hey, Josh. Hey, quick question. One, does the Broncos linemen have had basically the same blocking scheme for the last 14, 15 years? Mm-hmm. How much will that change under your system? And also, you know, how big of a part of the running game is your offense?
We want to be very balanced. There's no doubt about that. That's something that's very important to us. And we use a lot of the same blocking schemes and run game schemes that they've used. I know they get a lot of attention for that. It's not something that I don't think you look to pull the plug on unless you feel like it's that you got something better to do. So we're going to see. Part of that is going to be meeting with the offensive coaches here and seeing kind of where that's all going to fit in with the staff, and then making the best determination from there.
How old do you know Jeremy Beans?
I know Jeremy. I've had an opportunity to speak with Jeremy in the past. I think Jeremy does a great job. He's obviously done a great job here, but nothing more than just kind of cordial, you know, personal relationship.
Is there a particular type of running back that best fits your system, whether it's a, you know,
we've used them all, big, small, fast, you know, not as fast, hard to bring down, you know, whatever it is. There's a lot of guys that fit into you know, a system like ours. You know, you certainly want them to have as many of the positive traits as you can have them have, but I think Denver learned this year, the Patriots learned last year, and we'll probably learn in the future how valuable it is to have more than one. You got to have depth at that position, like you do at most positions, but the running back position seems to be one that's affected by that a lot during the course of the season.
What kind of things?
You need 8.
Well, I know they had to have a lot this year.
Sorry if you've been asked, but what kind of things have you seen in Cutler from the little bit you studied that you think he can improve on? He's obviously got a lot of talent.
Yeah, I want to have an opportunity to evaluate that, you know, thoroughly. I don't want to make any comments on Jay or anybody else for that matter. I think Jay's got an opportunity to be a great player. He's in a Pro Bowl this year. He's had a great season. He does a lot of things very well. I'm excited about working with him. And, you know, in whatever way I can improve him and this staff can improve him, we're going to do it. We're going to try. So we're going to find all the nooks and crannies, and we're going to go after them and try to make them better.